I'm Priscilla Marongwe.
How long have you lived in Westbourne?
I think I was the first resident in Morvenside. That was 1997. Everyone else came after me. What do you enjoy about the area is you have all the facilities, you know, within walking distance. But it's nice to have, like, you know, a local shop, have the centre, the cinema, the arts, you know, and the work for the exercise and the swimming pool. They have a morning aqua aerobics, you know, at the work, and I went to that one. I came up shattered. I'm like, no, this is not exercise for over 50s. This is hard work. They'll probably all go home like me and come and collapse on the couch. So in that way, what I do like about this area is that everything is within reach, and even if you don't have any transport, the bus facilities are also very good, and you also have your night bus, you know, so you can get to and from the place and without much hassle or waiting. One of my challenges to me is that I got to take the right night bus and get home without taxis cheating.
Are you involved in any sort of groups or anything in the area?
I used to be, but not recently. I just informally support rather than I currently don't have any posts. But I've been chair of various community groups over the years. The first one was we had Wester Hills Against Racism. And this is going back years ago. And then they changed that to Multicultural Welfare Project, who's involved in that. And now it's the Score Scotland. And I've been chair of that as well. And even now, if they have things happening, like when we're having the referendum, you know, I chaired a session, you know, for the community. So the community involvement, I'm still involved, although formally. We'll go to events or we'll support something, you know, so I'm always involved in some sort of fundraising. I'm always doing something. And I think also there's more diversity, as I said, because I came in the 80s. And I remember sometimes I would go for like even 6 months without seeing another African person. Whereas now there's so many people I don't even know. And I, you know, a few years ago, I was smiling, we were out to my kids and what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know that one. So it's like there's a bigger community in that sense. I enjoyed the area and the community feel. Before, remember, you used to have like Christmas things for the kids. If it's Easter, we do things. We used to do cleanups of the area, tap and clean up and that sort of thing. At the time, I even remember when my kids were in high school, we fundraised and got a maths teacher to do classes. Because it's those sort of things, I think, for me that made the area, made the community, to, you know, used to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I remember we used to have street parties. They used to hire buses. We used to hire buses and go as families. I remember we used to go to, is it Newcastle or Manchester, you know, Christmas shopping, you know, hire things like that. And I even remember the first time we went on one of the beach thingies, and I spent all night cooking loads and loads of food. And then we arrived there, and then it's lunchtime, and everyone's bringing out their little sandwiches. I'm like, I'm African, we share, you guys have to eat. So they used to always call me the chicken lady, because we don't do this, you know, me and my little backpack and my little fridge and my little juice. If we're having a community event, everyone makes something, we all put it there and we all share. You know, so that was the early experiences where they thought probably I was mad, because I'm like, I'm not taking all this chicken back. Because I think I made chicken and salad, but loads of it. You know, and they're all bringing out their little sandwiches. I'm like, that's not community barbecue. Community barbecue, we all eat from the same pot.